It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome, everybody. Insight. Happy New Year. The first Insight of 2023, Neil. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I have the recording going.
Awesome.
So it'll be in the archives. I have the soundboard set up. The only bad thing is I think your headphones only have one ear working.
Well, and that is one more ear than I normally have working. So yes. That's perfect. So we welcome in the studio this evening Miss Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness.
Hello.
And Katie Diller from Faithful Hands.
Yes.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
So let's start off with kind of a getting to know you type thing.
Sure.
Okay. So, Jen, tell us about you, your family, your education, and how you ended up doing what you're doing.
All right. It's kind of a fun story, I think. I'm a homegrown girl. Lived out in Sharpsburg, until graduated college from master's from Ball State and decided I wanted to go to the beach. So, picked up all my stuff. My dad moved me out there. I knew nobody. Didn't know anything about
the beach like at Villanova over at Grand Lake.
Yeah. A little further than that. Oh. I moved to Hilton Head.
Oh.
South Carolina.
That's like a real beach.
It is. And it ended up being amazing in so many ways because I had great experience there. I actually worked at a lifestyle management resort, and so it gave me a lot of the knowledge that I do today here in Fort Recovery. And I also met my husband down there, so I guess that's a bonus.
Thanks for bringing him here.
Yeah.
We like him.
Oh, good. Good. I like him, too. And so I was living there for a while. We got married. We lived in North Carolina for a while, and I worked for the University of North Carolina and ran a wellness center. I was their health education director there. So, again, more experiences. We found out we were pregnant with our son, Cooper, and I knew I needed to move home. So we moved home, and we live right next to my parents, and I knew I needed to come back and serve my community. And I don't know, Jack, if you remember.
Oh, yes.
But I did a small little stint with Cooper Farms, and I remember interviewing for that position, that job that you were kind of looking for, and I've said that. I want to come back to my community. And so my dream, it is coming true. I have to make a plug to Pauline Faller. Pauline taught me how to teach aerobics classes when I was 16.
How cool.
So I have been teaching since I was 16. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, so I'm not gonna figure that out.
Well, 5 years, that makes you 21.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a weird experience there because she didn't even want kids in the classes at that point, and she allowed me to come with my mom. And she was ready to kind of give it up, and I took it over. So, yay, Pauline. Thank you very much. And so I worked some other jobs before Generation started. I've been at Generation Fitness now as a business for eight.
You were helping us out at CALPS for a few months, I believe.
So my major is cardiac rehab. Uh-huh. So I've been in and out of the hospital settings, too. So I was at Ball Memorial for a little while. Had a couple more kids, mm-hmm. and it got a little harder to travel there. So then I started doing more wellness and personal training and things like that here in Fort Recovery. And then CALPS approached me about doing a wellness center. And what pharmacy has wellness programs? So we did a wellness program, and it was very, very good, very detailed, and it ran its course, and I decided I still needed something else, I went off on my own.
Now, was that kind of give you kind of the format for what you were going to do, or did that just that along with the other thousand things that you did kind of?
I think all the experiences,
shifting up and down and moving around, and this is where I want to go first, and then
Hilton Head was truly a good start there. people would go to that lifestyle management resort and they would eat and exercise and get educated. And that's kind of what I have incorporated here. Mm-hmm. They don't live with me, but my members don't. They may feel like they do.
Well, when they get there at 4:30 in the morning, maybe they feel like they live with you.
So, Generation came to life, and I actually, I used to teach out at Sharpsburg Hall. I used to teach aerobics classes out at Sharpsburg for any community member while I was working, well, before CALPS, and then while I was working at CALPS, too. And a friend of mine said, why don't you just start your own place? And I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. I don't know anything about it. And they just got me thinking, like, maybe I can do this. Yeah. So, convinced my husband, and there it is.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've changed locations already once. I was at a very small location behind the Fashionette. Yep. Outgrew that quickly within a year. And then my uncle helped me get into the place I am now. Yep. So that's working out fabulous. Yes. So we're even growing even more now because of who's with me today.
Yeah. Well, and that's a pretty good segue into Katie. So, you tell us about you and how you got started and everything.
Okay, well, I'm Katie Diller, and I guess I grew up in Jackson Center, Ohio. So, I'm not a local, or I guess, what do you want to say, a homegrown here at For Recovery, but I'm used to a small town community, and I guess when I was going through massage school, that's when I met my husband, and fate would have it, I can move anywhere. So we decided to move back to Fort Recovery. We decided Fort Recovery or Coldwater, that's the area that we both really liked. And he grew up, of course, north of town here. I was in massage school when I met him, and I guess I've been a massage therapist now for 17 and a half years, graduated from Dayton School of Medical Massage, worked again like Jen in like various settings, started out actually before we got married. I had a small little stint. We were trying to work out something with Dr. Carr, and I ended up and I didn't pass my boards right away. So that had my massage career had to be on hold for 6 months. So when I did pass, like, that's when Dr. Carr, I guess, was kind of shifting his offices as well. So I interviewed and got the job for Bob Hibner working at the Revival Spa in Salina. And actually, a couple years into that, kind of wanted to do a little bit more and ended up working as a office aide / therapy aide in the community sports and therapy office in Salina. So I guess, again, it was an experience because I was able to do workers' comp massages in that setting as well. So, again, got to work with occupational therapists, physical therapy, and just, I guess, learn, have that growth, that learning aspect as to what else I could be doing as a massage therapist and, you know, who I could refer my people to if I wasn't getting the job done. So I was with them with the Revival Spa for 11 years, just worked in the office setting for 3 because, again, I started a family and it just got to be too much.
Yeah.
So I just did evenings for a while. Then I got a also put a little plug in for a local homegrown, Mallory Wood, which Mallory Demange now, Judy Wood's daughter. I met her while I was working at the Revival Spa. And getting to know her, and I guess she helped me learn and grow more on the spiritual side of that healing aspect. So then she went over to Betty's Natural Foods in Osgood, which is where her husband's family is from. And so when, I don't know, I guess maybe the Holy Spirit was leading me to call her when I finally had that feeling or that urge, like I needed to go out on my own. And so I reached out to her and she said, actually, we're looking for somebody to help me here. And then, lo and behold, like, again, her family was growing, and she felt the need to be pulled away. So then just kind of took over her spot there for the last 6.5 years. I've been on my own, and just, again, I felt like I was being pulled away because I needed to learn more. And that was, I guess, maybe in the natural food setting as far as, like, supplements and, you know, given the right conditions, the body can heal itself if you're giving it, you're feeding it the right things. And so, again, last, I don't know, my family life and with all that we had going on just got a little too busy. So I actually took a break this last 6 months of 2022, and things are changing again in our life. And just, I can't deny that calling that this is what I'm being called to do, you know, because I truly care about people, and I've learned so much that I got to share it.
Sure.
I got to share that knowledge, and that's why, you know, Jen and I have known each other for, gosh, we were just talking.
How long? I just tallied it. 13 years.
13 years. So I think this has been in the works for 13 years. We just didn't know it 13 years ago.
Yeah.
We were even neighbors at one point when we lived in Sharpsburg. And, you know, we just both have that passion for helping people and helping them see that, you know, there's more than just, I guess, maybe what we consider the medical side. There's the alternative medicines, too, that, you know, they do help. They do work. I mean, they may not work for everybody, but there is another option.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a real quick break, and you come back and talk about the new venture between Faithful Hands and Generation Fitness. So we'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Fort Recovery High School Cheerleading Squad will be holding a Cheerleader Fun Day for kids from kindergarten through 6th grade. This fun day will be on Saturday, January 28th from 8:30 a.m. until noon, with sign-in beginning at 8 a.m. in the Commons. The cost is $20 per child and includes a t-shirt if you sign up by Monday, January 9th. Fort Recovery students through 6th grade receive their sign-up sheets at school, and the sign-up sheets are also available on the Fort Recovery Cheerleading Facebook page. The kids will learn chants, cheers, and a dance from the high school cheerleaders, and there will be a parents' preview at noon, and the kids will perform at halftime of the boys' JV game that night in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. This is an event that the kids and our fans look forward to every year, so be sure to get your kids signed up for this fun cheerleading camp taking place on Saturday, January 28th. Be sure to sign up by January 9th to get your t-shirt.
We're back. Insight first insight of 2023, and we're talking to Jen Thompson and Katie Dillard, two young ladies whose paths are very similar, and just recently they have connected. Correct?
Business wise, we've connected.
Yes.
We've been friends a long time, and I think we always knew that this connection would happen some way with our jobs, but you know, the stars had to align, and they definitely are aligning, and it's exciting.
Well, and you know, life has a way of, whether it's with kids and raising kids, and you know, you're lucky to know what you're going to do tomorrow, let alone plan ahead. And so you know, tell me about how Faithful Friends is going to be a part of Generation Fitness, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I like the way I'm going to explain it. It's actually out of Katie's mouth. She, I've gotten massages from her for years, and she was talking to me one day about how she loves doing what she's doing, but she really wants to help them even in between massages, you know, and kind of send them home with homework and get better.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of coming back with the same complaint all the time. And that's what I try to do, is help them figure out the problem in their lifestyle and do something to change it in order to feel better, to decrease inflammation in the body, which causes problems in our health. So when she said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, how awesome would it be if she was in the studio? So, you know, they have access to fitness, they have access to nutrition, they have access to red light and sauna, infrared sauna therapy. I'm missing something probably. I do nutritional response testings consult now. That's pretty cool. There's so many things that they could do to actually help solve the problem. So she is so knowledgeable, and I feel so comfortable having her there since I do know her so well and I know her vision. So it is a good match, and
yeah.
I couldn't be more excited that my little business is now growing by leaps and bounds with her.
Yeah, I think that was one thing that I noticed with being at Betty's. Like, I enjoyed being there and learning, I guess maybe the natural side of things, but I still felt like I was still missing what I learned at the physical therapy office. Like, just having that, those extra hands for the functionality of the body, as far as, because I always promote my my clients to, you know, get on some kind of fitness routine, some kind of, because you know, the muscles that you use over time with repetition, you know, they're strong, but they're also weak because you're not strengthening those surrounding muscles to help the supporting muscles. So that's where I guess I, you know, I go deeper with my clients than, it's more than just a massage. You know, I want to create a program for you that you're going to follow, and it's going to only help you, because my goal is to get you not coming to me weekly or every other week, but let's push it out 6 to 8 weeks. You know, that's my goal.
Yep.
And I just, yeah, I think that's where we both, where this is coming into play now, is because, okay, I can't get it done in this massage room, but, you know, there's fitness classes out here that you can join.
And they added accountability, because that's something you mentioned. And that's what I do, is I check in on anybody that comes to a fitness class, and I haven't seen them in a couple days, weeks. I'll check in on them. How you doing? What's up? You know, show them that I care, and that it's important to stick to it. You know, that's the only way you're going to get better, if you keep doing the thing that you're trying to do to get better. So I think that's where you approached me too. It's like, I want to be able to check in on them more, and you know, see that they're doing the things I suggested. So she might see them in classes, she might see them picking up meals, or you know, doing some of the other things.
And I know we've talked too before, like, there's so much more to it. Like, people don't realize how much their emotions can actually come out in physical pain. So that's where, you know, I feel like too that I can help Jen too, because with her helping with her clients, you know, I've taught her too that, you know, if you use prayer, if you use, I mean, all those things help release those emotions, because they can build up in weak muscles and create that physical pain.
Sure. So just recently being in the Generation Fitness facility, where is the massage part of it going to take place?
Yeah. In the driveway.
Well,
they want to show off.
So I kind of want to clear it up. So for 7 years.
So it's not in the driveway?
It is not in the driveway.
No.
Not in the store and locks. No, nothing like that. For 7 years, the studio had been a rental. Okay, so people could have a party in there, and that's what you're talking about. So I convinced my uncle that I kind of needed that space. So we are doing away with the rental. So I'm sorry for anybody that rents on a regular basis. Sorry, Jack.
So there's no Stogler Christmas next
year. I do have something. I forgot to bring it. I have a Stogler Queen of Hearts board. That needs returned to you. That was found in the closet.
Is that right?
So I'll get that back.
Somebody probably hid it there so they wouldn't keep losing money.
Probably.
So we cleared out that room, and I think it's going to be perfect for a massage room. So to clear it up to my members, I've been doing a service that uses a massage table, and it's kind of set out in the middle of the room, sort of, on a regular basis, because it's not like a massage. People don't undress or anything like that for it. So I can keep it out in the middle of the room. And so someone actually asked me today, like, so we're going to do massage? And she was really like, out in the
middle
of the room?
Where's this going to be at?
So it's not in the middle of the room. It's behind closed doors. So we remodeled that room that had all the tables and chairs.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't mind, you know, kicking our family out, and, you know, we won't have Christmas next year, but... Now, you know,
in the parking lot.
Yeah, in the parking lot. There you go.
We went
two or three of the storm locks things, one right up, right next to each other, and there you go.
So, and when is this? When is this effective?
I think the plan is that she's going to get things rolling maybe next week.
Actually, I scheduled two of them tonight. Yay. So yes, next week.
Awesome! Fantastic!
That is awesome.
I think I'm kind of fly by the seat of my pants, because I'm sure we're going to talk about the Gen Fit and Fresh Meals too taking off, and it's just like boom, we're doing it.
Yep.
Not really thinking all the way through.
I think we're both like really like overwhelmed this week, because I already feel like these last 3 days are kicking my butt.
Yeah, I'm a little low on sleep myself.
So let's talk about the basics. What will be the hours and days of operation?
Okay, for massage, I will be available to do that on Tuesdays and Fridays, and they are going to be by appointment only. So to book a massage, you'll just have to call me, and I will get you set up, because, again, I tailor my schedule around my family schedule.
Yes.
Because
family is important.
Yes, absolutely. That's my number one priority.
And your five boys need a lot of supervision.
Especially that big one.
Yes. the 40-year-old one.
Yes.
He needs a lot of supervision.
40 plus.
Well, I was trying to be nice to him for once. I'm not normally nice to him.
Well, I have to say the plus, because I did just have that big birthday this year.
Yeah. And then, Jen, what are the hours at Generation Fitness?
Yeah, I'm pretty much open every day but Sundays at the studio. But again, I tailor my classes towards what works in my schedule too and my family's. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we start as early as 5:45. So go ahead and show up on Friday, I guess would be the next early morning. And then 8:30.
Let me swing by and pick you up, Neil.
You'll have to, because I'm not going to be standing up. You'll have to pick me up.
So there's an 8:30 class in the morning on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, a 9:30, which is our senior class, we call it. I don't like to call them seniors, but they're okay with it. Just a low-impact class.
Yep.
So that's on 9:30, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then,
does that include naps?
We don't. I don't give them breaks anymore. I mean, we did away with the water break even.
I was thinking with a massage table, we could take turns, go and take a little nap.
And then we come back for classes at 4, and there's a 5:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays. and then there's two Saturday classes. So
it's all of Generation Fitness geared around classes.
I do personal trainings too. And what I probably would accent the most with my studio and what makes it special is it's very non-judgmental. You do your thing. I show modifications. There's plenty of ways to make sure you get the workout you need. We're not in there wearing silly spandex and, you know, judging people. It's not at all. It's a great time. We have friendships built, and it's amazing.
I hear people talking about, I can't wait to go to the class. I said, one of them, I said, you enjoy exercise that much? Well, we do that too.
We do a lot of ab work through laughing, that's for sure. And so, like I said, I've been teaching since I was 16, and it's just always different because it depends who's there, and we share stories and we still get a workout in.
The percentage, and this is for each of you, the percentage of your clients that are male versus female?
I would say for massage, it's 50-50 for me.
Okay.
I mean, I do get that question a lot, and like, I would say it's 50-50, and I'm like, really? And I'm like, yeah. It is. It's growing. I guess I feel like men are, it's growing on them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll bet your answer is different.
It is different. I do have majority women. I would like that to change. I just had a class. I had a couple
guys. So toss a few of the women out. get your percentages where you want them.
I want to plug another guy because I'm sure you know him. He would love to come to all the classes, but his life changed a little bit in the last couple years. Doug Breyenmeyer.
Oh, yep. Really?
Love this guy. Okay, so he loves my classes, but just had twins, and you know, not just, but a couple years ago. And that kind of changed around. His work schedule changed around. But he was always so complimentary to me of, you know, I'm sometimes the only guy in there, and you kick my butt, and then I can't believe some of these girls are doing things that I'm doing, you know, and it's just fun. So he praises the classes, but still can't get his buddies to come.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to be that way. And I don't know why it's that way necessarily, but it is. So we'd love to change that.
Because you do dance and guys don't like to go in and dance.
Actually, I am not a dancer. I do not do choreography.
Well, maybe you need to let people know that, because that's always
there we
the
go.
Perception.
Everybody hears that.
Everybody's doing Richard dance. Simmons.
No, it is not that at all.
I think Rocker has too. Richard Simmons.
She looks a lot better than Richard Simmons.
I dressed like him for Halloween once. I can do a mighty good afro.
I tell you what, we're going to take another break and come back and talk about Gen Fit and Fresh.
Yeah, my meals.
Okay. At the Wayne
we'll
IGA.
Right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Jay and Mercer County Special Olympics groups are having a joint fundraiser on Saturday, February 4th at Miracle Lanes. Get your four-person team together and get entered now by calling Tom Romoklis at 419-852-2987, or you can enter at Miracle Lanes. This will be an 8-pin no-tap tournament, and the cost is only $80 for each four-person team, and you'll get 3 games of bowling, and each team will also get a large pizza. Here's a great way to help out our local Special Olympics teams and have fun at the same time. Don't miss out on this fun afternoon of bowling. Saturday, February 4th, Miracle Lanes, 8-pin no-tap bowling tournament, fundraiser for Jay and Mercer County Special Olympics. There will be 2 shifts, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, so get entered early to get the shift that works best for your team by calling 419-852-2987 or just stop out at Miracle Lanes and sign up now.
We're back. Insight 2023. And we're talking to Katie Diller and Jen Thompson from Faithful Hands and Generation Fitness.
Generation with a J.
Yes. Yes. With a J.
For Jen.
Yes.
Yes.
Catchy.
As if you weren't busy enough, mm-hmm. okay, with these various classes and with kids and life, and you decided to get into the food business.
Yeah, because it's an important part of getting healthy.
Okay, so...
And you can't just run to some random restaurant like you can in New York City and get that kind of meal that doesn't... Those restaurants don't exist around here, or... Might not even exist in Dayton or Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're a little harder to find, maybe, but definitely here I wanted to kind of focus a little bit more on places, or good place to choose some good foods.
That seems to have done okay.
Yeah, I think so.
So,
like, I thought you were going to get, like, you can't just run to a place. So, this is a quick story about me. And when I lived in Dayton with some good high school friends, we lived in Dayton together, and we would run to the United Dairy Farmers and get ice cream and walk back. That's not really what I promote either. I tried that and it worked in my 20s.
You need some dairy. Yeah. That's good. You need a little stuff like that. That might not...
Everything
be
in moderation.
Entire diet. But yeah. That's a great start.
So as you looked into... Okay, so you started... Generation Fitness, mm-hmm. Got people in there to do the workouts.
Movement, yep.
But they probably weren't getting the results that they quite wanted.
Yep.
So when you made suggestions on what they eat and how they eat, it was probably difficult for them to kind of find some of that stuff.
I try to keep it very realistic. To this day, even when I started it 8 years ago with people, I was like, we got to keep it realistic or you're not going to do it. Okay, so I still preach that. I do preach knowing what's in your food. This is your temple. Why are you going to, you're not going to put Doritos in your dog bowl and feed Doritos to your dog every day or your fish bowl. You're not going to do that to your pet, but we do it to us. Rocker, do you do that?
No.
Okay.
He only eats Doritos 6 days a week. He doesn't do it every day.
So... You know, I just want to get people to understand what they're doing, and portion is a big thing. I kind of started teaching that.
Well, if you're eating healthy food, you can eat all you want, because the more healthy food you eat, the more healthy you get, right?
Well, I did have someone say, can I eat more than 4 cups of vegetables a day? And I'm like, sure.
Some things definitely yes. Some things definitely yes.
So, yeah, that's the approach I take, is just understanding how much you're eating. And what you're eating and what's truly in the foods that you choose. And so my meals came from that, because I kept telling people, hey, this is maybe a good idea, but they're like, I don't know how to make that. So first I made a cookbook. I have 2 cookbooks now, but that helped. And then I'm like, well, why don't I just make these meals for people? So my brother even said this to me the other day. He's kind of my financial advisor, Jake. So I...
You can trust him?
I think so.
I do.
He has pretty good advice. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is a pretty good guy.
So he's like, you really think this is going to work? Like when I decided to branch out even further on these meals, people are going to buy meals every week? You think so? And I'm like, I think so. Because they don't make it themselves. I'm like, it's a busy life we live now. Like,
yeah,
it's convenience. It, yeah, if they want to make it easier, they'll get it.
And it is pretty easy just to call a restaurant and get a, you know, burger and fries.
Right.
But that's not always the best thing, but it is convenient. And if you can do more healthy food just as convenient, or maybe even more convenient because you only have to walk over to the refrigerator and grab stuff.
You know, and when I'm working with somebody, it could be a male or female, and I try to say, I want you learning how to fuel your body, but I don't want it to be that you're eating something different than the rest of the family. It's possible to still have like meatballs and potatoes and whatever, but you just use better ingredients to make that and understand what those ingredients are. So it's not a cost increase either. Like people sometimes think eating healthier, eating fresher. I'm trying to change my words to not deter people. Eating fresher can be more expensive. It doesn't have to be. So I help people with that too, with budgeting.
So, well, you know, I always do a little bit of homework.
Okay.
So I went up to Wayne Street Market to see what's up there.
Yeah.
And, Jen, there's nothing up there.
So when did you go up there? What, did you go before noon?
No. It was it was probably about 2 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm. This endeavor... actually, I have to thank Katie. Katie is helping me, and I definitely will not be able to extend this without her. we have ran our butts off doing this week. So we launched...
Sunday was like a nightmare.
Yeah. So
well, it didn't look like it on Monday. It looked like everything went perfectly.
Yeah, it was a dream.
Sunday. Monday looked very good.
Yeah, so they hit the IGA store Monday morning. They put them out. And, you know, Zach and Adriana are awesome. And they're like, yeah, let's put maybe 20 meals out. Let's just see how it goes. And by, I don't even know if it was 11 o'clock yet, he's like, there's hardly anything left. And then I restocked. And then Tuesday, I restocked twice. And it was gone both times. And
Tuesday,
today,
I was putting stuff up at the studio for the massage room. And she's like, are you still there? Do you think you could run up to the IGA and throw a few Big Macs together and put them back in the cooler? I'm like, yep, we'll do it. Not done in a half hour.
And he texts me again tonight. He's like, yeah, we're out again. Okay.
Yeah, I got in there like 9 o'clock this morning, and there's a pretty decent amount of stuff. I went back there at 5 o'clock to get the cheese tray. There wasn't anything. Now, I noticed that they've started putting like a little fruit bowls next to it, and those were about all gone. You know, people are getting into it, and I don't know if it's just everybody's trying it right now.
Exactly, that's what I'm like. That.
It could be New Year's resolution. It could be, well, we've never got a chance to try these before, so they're going to just scarf it all up in a week and then go to once or twice a week. So it may settle down, but you know, at least you know people
and
are at least curious, if not in love with it.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't a whole lot of options for people who want a quick lunch. And they're working. They want to go and grab something, and a lot of people want to eat at their desk as they do this, and that's probably a pretty good group that would look at that.
And I don't think IGA had this in mind when we decided on Monday being the start day, other than it was the new year, but it was a holiday kind of in town, and there was Toby's. Me at the studio, and I have meals there for pickup, and the IGA, that was the only places to eat.
Yeah.
And so that could have been why they just went, gone, because that was their only choices that day.
So how long have you been doing the meal thing out at Generation Fitness?
I kind of started probably 2 years ago with doing take and bakes at my house.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun, teaching people how to put meals together, and then they take it all home. I would have all the mess at my house. It was convenient, you know, for them. And then it got into, I approached the health department, like, how can I do this a little bit more? And I started very small with the stipulation of 25 meals a week. Well, that didn't last long. It went fast. That's
what you get for doing a good job.
That had to advance. And so then I had to find a commercial kitchen to use. So so I started using the American Legion and making lots more meals. And then I turned Generation into a carry-out, and that's what it is still. It's a carry-out for meals. So people can go onto a private Facebook group so I can keep all the orders in one spot. And they place their meals, and I have them made for them for the day when they want to pick it up. So they can pick it up before or after classes. They don't have to be a member, but by ordering there, they are guaranteed their meal.
Yeah.
And then the overflow is, you know, at IGA, which is great too. So I had someone come in. She placed an order for 5 Big Macs, and she's like, you know what? My
Okay, what is your Big Mac, just to start
off
with?
Oh, yes. So, yeah, I was going to say, Big Macs are up there. Meatballs are up there. I mean, people eat this stuff, right? Right.
Yeah.
Typical meal. Stir fries. So my Big Mac is a salad. Big Mac salad. So it's all the stuff. It's the hamburger meat, onions, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onion.
Special sauce?
It is a special sauce. I make all my dressings homemade. So I make 1,000
That doesn't surprise me at all.
So yeah, there's Big Mac salads are going like hotcakes up there. Yeah, so it's just kind of boomed.
Yeah, so I interrupted you when you said somebody called about some
Big
Macs.
She came in and she's a regular order. She got 5 Big Macs for her family on Monday, and she's like, is there anything else? I have I think she said it was someone that works for her husband, had a baby, and she's like, wanted a family meal. And I'm like, okay, I'm making family meals. They're up at the IGA. And so she had to zip up there to grab one before they were gone. But
beat Jack to them.
Yeah. And that's kind of where this whole meal thing went quickly is I like to get a meal whenever I had a baby or, just
nice.
in a hard time, you know, busy time or whatever. And if mom brought over a meal, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so great. And so I think that's where I kind of want the whole idea of these meals to also go. You just did the gala for these wonderful families, and Dan and Amanda Brackman are my neighbors and great friends of ours. So as she was in the hospital with Zachary every day for weeks, I would make meals up and we'd get them to her. So she had food while she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And
real food.
Yeah.
And not that hospital food is terrible, but it's institutional.
And, you know, she's a new mom. She needed that nutrition. So I hope that people are hearing that and, maybe I can do that for that family in need or that neighbor that needs some help. And it's kind of what I like it to turn into, too.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, tell you what, we're going to take another break. And come back and probably talk a little bit more about the holistic approach that you guys take, because I think there's a lot to learn there. So we'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multizone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Here's some great nutrition news. Wayne IGA is partnering with Jen Thompson and Generation Fitness, and they're now carrying Jen Fit and Fresh meals. They'll have single servings, family style meals, snacks and desserts, all in their grab and go section. If you've been curious about the Gen Fit meals, here's a great way to try them out.
If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until your class is at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want when you're getting the rest of your groceries. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients right there in your local grocery store. Stop in and try the Gen Fit and Fresh meals at Wayne IGA beginning January 1st. Wayne IGA, always great food, and now with Gen Fit meals ready to go. Our Indians teams have some big games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the action live, and the NFHS video will not be available. After an exciting win on Tuesday at Arcanum, the boys are 8-1 and undefeated in the MAC, and on Friday, they'll host the always tough Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, and it will be another student appreciation night with all Fort Recovery students getting in free, and there will be tattoos, trivia, and attendance prizes for our students. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the game, and our audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Botkins, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, and the NFHS video will not be available for that game. Lots of basketball action this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight 2023's first edition.
And we have Harold Feely in the studio now.
Hello.
Popped in.
Hi, Harold.
So, we were talking about the Gen Fit and Fresh meals and how they're going like gangbusters. First of all, let's talk about what do you generally have up at the up at Wayne Street Market.
It's Wayne IGA again now. It's back to IGA now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even remember my kids' names.
Adriana, it took us 3 years to get to the Wayne Street Market. Now it's back to Wayne IGA.
Oh, well.
Yep. Now you're in the know.
All right.
I didn't even know that till awesome. Now.
Very good. So, what all's up there?
Okay, so we started with a menu that would hopefully please everybody. You know, we have Big Mac salads, which I was just telling Neil exactly what's in them. It's lettuce, onions, pickles, tomatoes, just not the bun.
Yeah, just that jingle that you used to, two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, whatever that other stuff was. That's what's in there.
Yep.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Except they don't have the sesame seed bun.
Right, no sesame.
You have sesame seeds?
I usually would, but some people are sensitive to the seeds, so I don't. Yep. I do make my dressings, pretty much all of them are homemade, because, again, I really want really good ingredients for everybody. That's what I believe, and I'm not going to skip on it.
Yep.
That's my passion about it. There's meatballs and roasted vegetables.
So who do you buy the meatballs from?
Of course, I'm making it with the fresh cut meat from Zach Champ.
Yes, that's a really good idea. And they grind it fresh every day. I was over there getting my meat and cheese tray. There were three people standing there at the steak thing throwing steaks steak sale this week. Yep. And they were throwing steaks in there.
And I get that question a lot from people who are like, oh, am I allowed to eat ground beef to be healthy? I'm like, yeah. Yep, lean as possible, and that's what Zach's doing.
Especially if it's freshly ground, because then you're not, if you're getting in the tube, sometimes they put a lot of preservatives in that, and it's not necessarily so good for you, but when you're getting it fresh ground or fresh cut, or, the stuff that isn't sitting in Walmart that was cut 3 days ago in Utah, and then they ship it out here on a truck.
Since Saturday, I was like, okay, Zach, I need 40 more pounds. All right, next 2 hours later. I need 40 more pounds. Hey, you got any more? 40 more pounds. So I tried to put pretty good, realistic foods in there.
Yep.
And they'll continue to do that. They kind of want to, I think, stick with the same things for a little bit, just so that people know, I'm going to go back and get that stir fry again, or I'm not going to try the meatballs this time. With my meals at the studio, I do rotate. I drop a new menu every Thursday. And so they can pick and choose from that menu. I want this, this, and this, or just one, five, I don't know, whatever. And I'll have it ready for them.
So how many different, let's call it entrees, do you have? 2, 5, 7, 300
each week?
Overall that you can pick from to.
Yeah, big variety. Like, some are repeaters, and then some I just try new on people because I want variety.
Liable to be a dozen or two that could be coming up anytime.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yep. And if it like a Big Mac is a really good popular one, that'll show up more.
Yep.
So big variety in ingredients too, so that again you're not eating same thing every day. Let's try to keep nutrition a little bit more exciting that way.
Yeah. Yep. So let's talk about. Is there a website for each of you, or you know, what's the best way to stay updated or to contact you guys about what you're doing?
Well, I do not have a website right now, just because I'm just getting back started with everything, and I have some things in the works that I want to do. So I hate to put anything out there because it'll be changing.
Yeah.
So the best way to get a hold of me is just through my cell phone number, which is 419-852-8436. And
8436-8436.
Yes. And to schedule your appointment.
Fantastic.
And yeah. I do advertise, Katie, now on my website. It's generationfitness.com, but on Facebook or Instagram, you'll always see my monthly calendar. My memberships are monthly, so I constantly put a new month out with deals and stuff, and she made it on this one for sure, talking up the increase in services.
And that's Generation with a J.
That is Generation with a J.
So, you know, I was wanting to kind of touch one more time on the holistic approach, okay? So, you know, I am, and you can pick your client. I'm a, you know, 35-year-old female, and I can't get the weight off, and my energy level sucks and blah blah blah. Okay, so how will the two of you fix me?
Yeah, I mean it's a work in progress, and I always start anytime I work with a client, I say it's gonna take work. I don't have a magic pill, patch, nothing like that. There's no such thing. It's going to take work. But I try to pledge and say, I won't give up until we figure it out. It's not just, hey, just take this medication and you're going to be all better. That's a Band-Aid approach in my eyes. I want to know why we're having that symptom, and let's get rid of it. So I don't just...
And that's probably not the same for each. There's not like a thing where the 35-year-old female that just had a baby that Jack was trying to be there a minute ago. There's not a page you can look on and say, you do these three things, and you're golden.
Everybody is
sorry,
different.
Jen.
Everybody is different.
Yeah.
I must be windy. I mean, that microphone is
just no, that's just a pretty strong spring pulling the microphone away.
Yes, everybody is different, and I treat them that way. Like, yeah. And Katie, too.
I do the same thing. So if that person was coming to me, because, you know, if you're a 35-year-old mom and how much stress are you under? So massage is going to help reduce that stress. But, you know, I would also ask her, okay, what else are you doing for your self-care? How else are you taking care of yourself? You know, are you feeding yourself right? Which is, you know, what I've learned working through Jen or... Yeah, because Jen's helped me so much. So that's why I feel like, you know, I've taken what I've learned from her and I'm using that in my practice as well. The things that you're doing for yourself, are you exercising? Are you getting the right foods in? Are you massage? You know, that's self-care. You're taking care of yourself to reduce that stress in your life and, you know, have that half hour and a half for yourself. So you can just breathe.
Be a better mom.
Yes.
I know, that's what I needed.
Yeah, you need that time away from your family. Just, you know, in little stints, you need that time away because it does. It makes you a better parent.
And that's what I've been trying to tell my wife about fantasy football. she isn't buying it somehow. But, I'll be a better husband.
So, well, Jack, you probably couldn't be a better husband.
That's true.
You're always taking her out and getting her drunk at some winery somewhere.
Yeah.
So your wine trips are. People talk about those.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I had to kind of maybe input that, you know, I am no doctor. I am not, you know, diagnosing.
We're definitely not doctors. We're not prescribing. We're not diagnosing.
No,
we're just
helping them along, trying to ask some questions and get some different things rolling in lifestyle to see if it's something in the
lifestyle.
These
are things we think can help you. You've come and asked me,
and
these are what I think
can help
you. Keep
them doing it instead of just, I tell you, and then you leave. And I never see you again.
And I guess the approach I take, too, is, you know, okay, if that person's coming to me and I've been through the similar thing, I'm going to tell them, you know, okay, well, this is what I tried and this is what helped me. You know, maybe this is something we could try or you can look more into. You know, I always give them that information for them to take that next step. I'm never going to push somebody in any direction, but I do want to work with, I will work with you. But I want you to be working for yourself, too. Yeah.
So how do you keep from experiencing the guilt? You know, because you hear so much about people that go on different diets, or they start to work out, and then they fail, so there's guilt associated with it. So they actually take a step back. Mm-hmm. And end up in worse shape than what they do.
That's when they get that little message from me, and they're like, how did you know? And I'm like, I just do. But one of my favorite quotes is, you never fail unless you stop trying. And so I'm just welcoming them back into the studio, like, let's keep going. You're not going to stop. Don't stop. So we'll find a different route or a different approach. So,
or go slower, or do this instead of that.
And perfection won't ever happen.
Yeah, I mean, we're all human. We all, progress is progress. Doesn't matter how fast or slow it is.
That was almost exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Progress is progress, whether it's small or fast. And some people will go, some things will work for this person's physiology right away, and other things take a little bit longer. Yeah. You just don't know.
I do an accountability group it's been almost 2 years now. It's called the Fresh Start Program, and it's exactly that. Like, sometimes it's every day you take a fresh start. I need a fresh start again. And it's the approach there is 1% better every day, not 110 all at once. 1%. Let's work on this today. All right, now we're going to add this in. So it's not so overwhelming maybe that way.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like cleaning my house.
Yeah, one little drawer at a time.
Maybe. Yeah.
And then I also, you know, the area nurse practitioners in particular, I've contacted numerous ones, and we work closely so that, again, I can't say, oh, we're going to get you off of that blood pressure med. I'm not in charge of that.
Yeah.
I do work closely with physicians and nurse practitioners, so hopefully together it's a team effort. Takes a village, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and make sure that we touched on everything that's going on with you guys. And
then we'll talk to Rocker.
And then we'll talk to Rocker.
Over here.
Yeah, he's going to be after Rocker. He and, he and Bubba have to wait till Rocker's done.
Okay. So maybe Harold will have a question or two. No?
Yeah, Harold.
So we'll be back.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m.
Fish fry, January 21st.
I thought you were going to say Generation Fitness Fish Fry.
No, probably not.
I'm not promoting that.
What is that? 22nd, I believe it is. We just heard it. We were chit-chatting, so I didn't exactly hear it. So, anywho, back to where you were, Jack.
I have no idea where.
Well, we were just listening to the fish fry promo.
So let's start with Katie.
Yes.
Faithful Hands becomes a part of Generation Fitness within the next couple
Tuesday,
January 12th. Tuesday's the first appointment so far.
Fantastic.
If somebody calls,
whatever day it is.
If somebody calls, can they get an appointment on Friday? This Friday?
Not this week.
Oh, no, because you got a basketball game.
Well, that's true. Maybe. I got one that sprained his ankle last night. So,
I don't like that.
He did.
So there's something that you didn't touch on that you wanted to touch on.
Yes. Lymphatic drainage or lymphatic massage. I just recently became certified in that. I was doing some continuing education classes in my little break here. Jen also got certified in that. We both learned different techniques with doing it, but we both feel that's a very important part of the healing process with the body, because we learned that, you know, our body holds on to inflammation when our system is drained. So lymphatic massage is very good to help with swelling, lymphedema, very beneficial for women or men too. Men can get breast cancer. It's very beneficial for them post-surgery to help, because those lymph nodes are no longer there. So if they're getting swelling in their arms, that's because that lymph is not moving like it should be, or it's moving, but it has no place to drain. So it's very important that we get that moving, because it keeps the body, you know, decrease in inflammation and helps you feeling good.
If you hold on to toxins, which the lymphatic system helps to release, you get sick. So we don't want sick.
Yes. Yep. We want to keep that immune system healthy and keep fighting any of those viruses that we have.
Yep.
Very good. And the best way to schedule something with you is through your cell phone, and that number is
419-852-8436.
Very good. And all the stuff you have going on.
a little bit.
Yeah. So tell the people about your meals, your hours, those types of things.
Finding me on my website or on Generation Fitness on Facebook or Instagram, both of those. I'll have my calendar, monthly calendar of classes. I do offer infrared sauna and red light therapy as well. That is scheduled whenever you need to schedule it. Well, talk to me and we'll schedule you in. I do personal training, nutrition response testing. What else do I do? And the Gen Fit and Fresh Meals. The Gen Fit and Fresh Meals can be ordered on a Facebook page called Gen Fit Meals to Go. And it's an invite, but as long as you just like Jen Thompson page, I can get you invited to that page, no problem, and ordering's pretty easy. I place a new menu every Thursday, and that menu will then close the following Wednesday for ordering. Orders will be picked up at Generation, or I can do delivery, but with a fee.
Can they order them and pick them up at Wayne IGA.
No ordering.
We haven't started that yet.
Yeah, no ordering for pickup there. It's just as what's there, and as you get there, you can grab and go. Yep. I also didn't mention earlier when we were talking about the variety of classes, it's a huge variety of classes that are not dancy. And we do one in the summer called Gen Fit X. And it's kind of the extreme levels maybe, but it's just outdoors.
It's fun.
Anybody can still do these classes. You don't have to be this master athlete. But we go to the area places in this community. So the track, to Fort Sight Park, to the pool park, the hill, the big hill at Fort Sight. Where else?
Well, that's fun in the winter going down.
The amphitheater. I mean, we just use all those different areas of this community, wonderful community outside. That's in the summer. June and July, usually I run those. But they got to be early so we beat the heat.
Yes.
Yeah. But so much fun. A lot of guys will partake in that one. And so hit a lot, but it's all there for anyone who's wanting to make a change, and we try to fit it in your schedule, too.
Guys, I tell you what, it is always an eye-opening and mind-blowing experience when you talk to people who are kind of living out their vision. And, Jen, I remember talking to you...
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, a year or two ago. And you'd expressed then that your goal, your vision, was to come back and to help make Fort Recovery as healthy of a place as you could.
Yep.
And I think when you look at your at least your past 8 years, you've certainly done that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're called to serve others, and that's what we're trying to do.
And you're good at it.
Thank you.
Really good at it. Can I just jump in there real quick? Can you again kind of reiterate what's going on with Wayne IGA?
Yeah. So starting this past Monday, we started stocking their grab and go with meals. So Katie and I busted her tail on Sunday and made a few. And then we got to make a whole lot more. So I just have to thank the community for trying out the foods, and hopefully you'll come back for more. My goal is to keep it stocked, and I just have to keep working on time management to do that.
Right, because you still don't know if it's going to be stock it up every day and it's gone by 2 o'clock. If that's going to happen forever, then things have to change. You need to get it figured out.
So
over the next few weeks, month, whatever, 2 months, whatever it might be, to get figured out where the actual number of meals is going to be, they will be there.
Yeah, we're going to try our best to keep it fully stocked. But.
Yep. What's the price point on them?
There is no difference in prices between getting them at the studio or getting them at Wayne IGA. So a typical salad is well portioned with, proteins and vegetables and carbs, whatever. It's all very well portioned serving size, and it's a $9 meal for a single serve. Mm-hmm. Again, fresh foods. And then the family, it kind of varies, but usually a family size will serve 4 to 6, and those are 22. And there's soups, there's some desserts up there that are, again,
I believe,
fresh.
We had some soup at our Christmas.
Yes. You know what? And I apologize because I didn't know that that was from you.
Yeah, it was funny. I was watching
The people
you guys
that brought it to us didn't know where it came from.
Yeah.
They just said, somebody brought some soup.
You guys were eating and you're like, hey, this is pretty good. Where'd this come from?
Yeah.
Nobody knew. So, one of the elves brought it.
I wanted to keep you nourished that night.
Yeah. It was really good. I don't know if it necessarily...
What was the name of that soup?
That was the stuffed pepper soup.
Stuffed pepper soup.
And sometimes I'll just... People that I think maybe go not as thanked enough for all they do. So Katie and I's kids play sports, and the athletic trainer, Jill, I'll bring her meals every now and then. I'm thinking, this girl is busting butt all the time, all these games, helping all my kids,
She's
and
awesome.
So I bring her a meal occasionally, and her eyes light up like, oh my gosh, I needed this.
Now, if she only had time to eat it.
Right, yeah. In between injuries, she'll scarf
it
down.
She's got quite a few in the basketball team right now.
Yeah.
But I do desserts, too, you know, because you don't have to give up brownies. I make a good, healthier, fresher brownie, and it's delicious. So everything in moderation, and I just want to keep it fun and good variety.
Yeah, so each thing that you have is... It is each meal, each thing like that is some sort of balanced thing with good, wholesome ingredients.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess you don't have, like, boxcars full of corn syrup.
No corn syrup. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like my family eats these things, and Sloppy Joe's were up there the other day. You know, like, just it's just fresh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And hopefully delicious.
I tell you what, ladies, I've certainly enjoyed it. I've learned a lot. I hope everybody else did, too. Again, you can stop up at Wayne IGA. Don't wait until after 1 o'clock to pick them up, because we aren't making a whole lot of promises at this point. But
there's only so much room up there and only so much time to make stuff.
And I tell you what, the thing that keeps this village going is when you have entrepreneurs, you know, and you have people with a dream and people with a vision, and they're willing to go out and work their butts off.
Work together.
Well, and I think we do. We love our community, and, you know, we want the best for everybody in it. Mm-hmm. So. And I feel like the services that we provide, you know, we want you to be the best you that you can be.
And we want to try to be welcoming to everyone. I mean, it's not
absolutely
a certain person or population that comes to us. It's anybody's welcome.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So it's almost 8 o'clock. We need to get to Rocker.
Yes.
Do you want to take a quick little break?
We will take a break, and then we'll come back.
It'll
with
be
Rocker
about a minute or two, and then we'll be back. Yep. Thanks for coming in, ladies. We appreciate it a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you
very much for asking.
Yep.
Fort Recovery High School Cheerleading Squad will be holding a Cheerleader Fun Day for kids from kindergarten through 6th grade. This fun day will be on Saturday, January 28th from 8:30 a.m. until noon, with sign-in beginning at 8 a.m. in the Commons. The cost is $20 per child and includes a t-shirt if you sign up by Monday, January 9th. Fort Recovery students through 6th grade receive their sign-up sheets at school, and the sign-up sheets are also available on the Fort Recovery Cheerleading Facebook page. The kids will learn chants, cheers, and a dance from the high school cheerleaders, and there will be a parents' preview at noon, and the kids will perform at halftime of the boys' JV game that night in the Fortsite Fieldhouse. This is an event that the kids and our fans look forward to every year, so be sure to get your kids signed up for this fun cheerleading camp taking place on Saturday, January 28th. Be sure to sign up by January 9th to get your t-shirt. Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m.
We're back. Sorry, Jack. We were chit-chatting with the girls, and Rocker's here now, and we probably had a little bit of dead air, but that's okay. It's not the first time.
Sometimes that's the most interesting part of my show, Neil.
I don't know about most interesting, but it's probably the best.
Yes. Hello, Rocker.
Jack.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, this Dog and Pony Show.
Incredible. So what's on the agenda?
Oh, it's pop culture time again.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, boy. Did you know Barbara Walters died?
Yes.
That's probably not on your list, though, is it?
No, it didn't quite make
it. Recent history.
Last time I tried to do obituaries, you said it was too sad, so I stopped doing those.
Yeah. Well, about that, pretty soon that's going to be about the only thing we have. Everybody's dying, so.
Dropping like flies.
Yep.
Yep.
If only the View could drop like a fly.
Well, that doesn't come on my TV, so I don't know.
January 3rd, 1952. something that will tickle your heart.
Oh, yeah.
The first show Dragnet starred, aired.
Oh. Joe Friday.
Yeah, he played him, of course.
That in the first one? I don't know. But Jack Webb was the guy that was did it for years.
Who?
Do you know who his partner was?
Well, later it was Art Carney, but I don't know whoever it was.
It was Harry Morgan.
Very good,
yeah,
sir.
That's what I meant.
This ain't your first rodeo. Might be your last, though.
Might.
No, it won't. It'll be the last for the next couple of weeks as he's running off to Arizona or someplace.
We had to fill in with Bill.
No. I mean, yeah, that'd be great. That's what I meant to say.
Year 2000, this is kind of a sad one. The final daily strip of final Peanuts strip was published.
The what?
Final comic strip Peanuts.
Am I by myself?
Charles
here?
Schulz.
Oh.
Well, the final new one, because they're still in the Daily Standard.
You're killing me.
I thought you said penis.
Oh, okay, the last time we had Jack Sparrow and you turned into... What's wrong with you?
That's what I heard.
It's his hearing aids.
Thank God it's not me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's move to January 4th. 1905. The voice of Winnie the Pooh was born.
Who wrote the book?
Webb. Ooh.
E.B. Webb?
Yep, I believe that's right.
Did.
No, he did something. He did
He did Charlotte's Web.
E.B. Webb did Charlotte's Web?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
Wasn't it A.A. Milne or
yep,
something?
Yep, I believe that's right. Yep. Yep.
I'm honest.
Fee was pretty good there with initials.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Do you know who did the voice of Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I never watched Winnie the Pooh, so I don't know.
Is it too late for you?
Well, yes, it's been. I was probably 40 when they came up with Winnie the Pooh movies.
Wally Cox.
No.
You're close.
Fred Cox.
Sterling Holloway.
Who?
Same age range.
Sterling Holloway?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that was my next guess.
Not never heard of it.
I'm not sure I have either.
I'm guessing that's crickets on that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crickets. Can't all be pearls.
Winnie the Pooh was one of my favorites.
He always spoke highly of you.
Yep.
And his shoes.
Yeah.
1936.
Ooh.
The first...
I wasn't born yet.
The first one.
My mom was only 16.
The first music chart was published. Billboard, of course.
Oh.
So what was the first number one song?
Ooh, I don't know. 36. Would the big band stuff been around then?
Probably.
I don't know.
So you don't have that?
No, I do about as much as I can possibly do and know how much time I have.
Well, you're already 20 minutes late.
That ain't my fault.
No, it's not.
Every birthday time. We got a big one.
I bet it was a Bing Crosby.
We got a big one.
Thing.
We got a big one, Fee.
Every birthday. Oh, every birthday.
Kelsey Dotson, formerly Feely.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday, Kelsey.
28.
What is she?
28.
28.
She's not 28.
That's hard to believe.
She graduated from high school 3 years ago.
That's exactly what I thought.
I saw a great picture of King Bob and his daughter and you and Kelsey on Facebook today. That was awesome.
We got no birthdays tomorrow.
Good.
Well, that'll teach them. Saturday we got Jamie Doherty.
Oh.
Jamie.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Says in the daytime.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is big.
Oh, this is big.
We almost never like any of your citizens of the day.
Neil, do you have a security guard you can hire for me?
Oh.
I might need it after this little
bit. You sure might. I don't know who it is.
Rocker's citizen of the day. His first citizen of the day of 2023.
Kelsey Link.
I like Kelsey Link.
Yeah.
That's why I need the security. Pretty sure Smoke's going to take me out.
Oh. He's not here tonight.
No, but
first time he's missed in a long time.
Okay, celebrity birthday time.
Celebrity.
We got a few of these.
Oh, good.
For yesterday.
On Sunday, a celebrity birthday locally is Fishmo Stahmann. He'll be 72. So go ahead.
Daphne Coleman turns 91.
9 to 5.
Very good. See, you're with it.
I am. But
turns some, how many?
Some days.
72.
91.
91. 91. Well, he's a she. She's a he? I thought she was a she.
Daphne Coleman's a guy.
Okay, I thought you said Daphne.
Well, it's Dabney.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
It's not my fault he can't put an F where,
you're very
where
good.
The B is.
Move this along, boys. Victoria Principal is 73. Dallas.
Huh? And Earthquake.
Well, then.
Charlton
Heston? That might have been. Probably was.
Yep.
Mel Gibson, the old Jew friend. 67.
Okay.
Me and Mel's same age.
He looks better than you.
Well, not necessarily these days.
Well, yeah, that's true, because he, anytime he's ever seen me, he's had makeup done. We almost never do makeup on our hosts here.
Well, some should need it. Danny McKellar turns 48. Winter years.
Who?
She's also on the.
Is he a he or is she?
It's a girl.
She's cute.
Very much a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eli Manning is 42.
I know that's
Eli's coming. Three Dog Night.
Yeah. That wasn't a bad song.
Loved it.
You know who wrote that?
No clue.
Well, I have a clue. But I'm not going to tell you. Everybody has to Google it.
January 4th.
I might have written that song.
Here's one. I don't understand how she's a celebrity.
Ricky
but
Nelson had the number one song ever played on. Ricky?
Ever played on what?
That was the number one song on Billboard 100 when they started it.
Ricky Nelson wasn't born in 1936.
1958.
Well, the Billboard chart started for rock and roll started in 1955.
So was that Traveling Man or Hello Betty Lou?
None of those are correct.
Neither of those?
No.
Fooling something.
What?
The
I'm Just a Fool or something.
The rock era. The first one was 1955.
Okay. And Ricky Nelson did number one song.
No. Not you said 1958, and that definitely wasn't true.
Ricky Nelson had the number one Billboard hit.
The first
maybe
number
some
one.
Yes.
Thing. Well, in I'm going to have to look, find it in here somewhere. But 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets had one of the first ones, and I think they had the first one. But maybe
and find it. Rocker.
I still got two more.
Okay, there is no Ricky Nelson song in the in 1955, and that's the first rock and roll Billboard. Let Me Go, Lover by Joan Weber. Ballad of Davy Crockett was in there. Georgia Gibbs. Dance With Me. No. Unchained Melody. All kinds of stuff. There's no Ricky Nelson there because he didn't really do his stuff till a few years later. But he did have some biggies.
Diane Cannon turns 86.
Well, she used to be cute.
Wow.
About 50 years ago.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Dave Foley is 60.
Dave Foley. Okay, I think I know who that is.
Yes.
He was one of the... He was in some improv group.
Yeah.
Kids in the Hall or something like that. I don't know what it was.
That's all I got, folks.
That's it. Rock's done.
Very good, Rock. Like I said, I'm out next week.
Good. Goodbye, I mean. Good luck on your trip is what I was trying to say. Where are you going again?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Phoenix. Going to Arizona for a week.
Fiesta Bowl.
You got wires and...
Stay tuned for Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. Right after this.
Thank you for
more, stay tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by Coast Community Minded.